Get ready to cut through the BS with the VoiceOver Gurus. It's the VoiceOver Gurus podcast.
Hello again. Welcome back to the VoiceOver Gurus podcast. I'm Linda Bruno here with fellow guru coach Kevin Kilpatrick.
Are we rolling? Is this on? This is happening. This is live.
This is recorded. Yeah. I know you've never done anything live before, so try to keep up.
How are you, Linda?
I'm great. I'm a little tired from Passover dinner, but I'm good.
Passover dinner, and you said the allergies are getting the best of you right now.
Yeah. Welcome to New York. I got to turn my.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Achoo.
Achoo. I know, but I think it's going to get worse, unfortunately, for me. But we'll see. But you said you're in a pollen belt or something.
Yeah, it's like the pollen bowl or the pollen belt. This whole section of the country, like we're among the gnarliest areas in the whole land. In all the land for pollen and allergies and those kinds of things.
I guess it's a beautiful thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
It means you have some beautiful.
Beautiful, but not.
Right. Now, do you get affected by allergies?
I typically do every year, but I've been doing, my wife has started her own IV hydration business.
Oh.
And she has these immunity shots. And so I'm doing an immunity boost about once a week or so, and so far, so good.
That's
on the
awesome.
Allergies.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
I haven't gotten anything yet. So
wow,
yeah.
I'll have to look into
good
that.
To go right now.
Good, I'm glad.
Next time I talk to you, I won't be able to talk. It'll sound like I have a biscuit in the back of my throat.
But right now, you're good. So just get used to that for this podcast because I'm really tired. This is gonna drop. How do you call it? You say a podcast. I cannot get my levels right. You say a podcast drops or it's released. I never know the terminology. It's going to drop.
Who cares?
It drops.
I say drops because that's what the kids say when a new song drops or a
right,
new album drops
right.
or whatever. I say released. You know, and when I say something, when this podcast is released, that's when I, yeah.
All right. That's a good one then. So
when it debuts.
So this podcast will be released the Monday before your automotive performance intensive workout. So at that point, unless somebody wants to sign up really quick, because I'm not really sure if we're going to have seats then, but you want to just talk about the performance workout? Because I'm sure you're going to do it in the future.
Yeah. This is something that I've worked on and I've kind of, it's kind of a curriculum, I guess, but it's more about, steps that we take to get ready for automotive reads. Automotive reads are very specific in the voiceover genre universe, and it's all about selling cars. It's all about the dealerships making money.
Yeah.
When they make money, we make money as voice actors. So I go through steps and a process to get you comfortable with the components of an automotive commercial. Now, there are several different styles of automotive commercials. There's the flat out, high energy, we want to move some merchandise spot. Mm-hmm. There's luxury spots. There are service spots. There are evergreen spots where it's about the branding and that kind of thing, and all of which require different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, Linda, every month manufacturers come up with different incentives to move product. Ford F-150 has Ford Truck Month. Camry or Toyota's will release incentives on Camrys.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, we're going to be billboarding those. We're going to be highlighting those specials, those savings that we consumers are looking for when we're buying a vehicle.
Right.
So we cover all that stuff. We learn some muscle memory. So when we get a new car spot, we automatically know what to highlight, what to make nice,
right,
what to make cool, what stuff to kind of get through. And in all of this, we find our truth and we find our believability factor, and it all adds up to an effective car commercial.
That's going to be an intense workout, or not really workout. It's a like a class, like an intense class.
Yeah, it is. It is
You're
pretty much
and,
one of the most intense parts. Now, it we're going to open up with disclaimers. The disclaimer is part of it. you know, we got to do disclaimers all the time on radio spots. Thankfully, the TV stuff, they've got it up visually and graphically. But on radio spots, we have to do it. Plus tax, title, and license at $599 down and, you know, $139 a month for 84 months and, you know, whatever the disclaimer may be.
Yeah.
Plus your firstborn child.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things. But no, they have to be legal. They have to be compliant. And, you know, the manufacturers are checking all this stuff out. So everybody toes the line mm-hmm. in the automotive industry. It's not nearly like it was in like the 1970s and 1980s where there was fear of getting bamboozled. Nowadays, it's all transparent.
Yeah.
You'll see comparable prices across all dealerships. And because of the internet, and we have become smarter consumers. So nothing's hidden. There's nothing deceptive. So we can take pride in doing a good quality, effective automotive voiceover.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if I was starting out, I would love to take that class. It sounds great.
Well, Linda, I know where you can take one. Go to voiceover.guru and look for the online classes.
Yes. Click on our online workouts. But in the coming months, I'm sure you're going to offer it again. So in case this one happens to be sold out because of the release date of this podcast, folks, you can join us for another one because automotive is a great genre. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's lucrative. And why not get coached by one of the best?
Oh, bless your heart. He's not available, so I'm here.
Thanks for filling in. I wanted to talk about something that we offer at the Gurus, and I just sent out an email the other day about it because a lot of people don't realize we have another level. It's called the Masterclass membership. So yes, we teach you the basics of how to get into voiceover, but then there comes the other 90% of the business, because it's all great and all to make a demo and it's all great to learn the craft. And I'm not saying that you ever stop learning the craft, because you don't, but
you don't.
What about all the other stuff you got to do? And then also maintaining that motivation. So we have this Masterclass membership, which you can cancel anytime. This is nothing. We don't lock you into anything. But the cool part is that you get a half hour once a month with one of the three coaches, either Alyssa or Kevin or myself. And that's a half hour that you can do whatever you want with it. And students are changing it up. You know, some are bringing an existing demo and saying, can you critique? Some are saying, here's an audition that I worked on. Can you help me with it? I want to do a character voice. What experiences have you had so far, Kevin, with the few that you've had? We just started this.
I think they are wonderful. They are great because it is exactly what you said. They are so specific to whatever you need. We do our online virtual workouts like weekly, right? We have special automotive shops and genre specific mm-hmm. Workouts that we may do. So there's not really time, because that's all performance based.
Right.
But there's not really time to go over, hey, Kev, would you mind listening to some of my audio and just give me your honest feedback on it? Hey, Kev, I've got this audition coming up. Could you coach me through this audition? Hey, Kev, I'm just looking for some strategies on getting going in the voiceover universe. These are all things that I've been approached with.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Linda, I'm in my 20th year. It's my 20-year anniversary of doing VO full time. And I have gone through all of this stuff. And I like to remind people that this is all my perspective. It's what I've learned over the years and what's worked for me. It's not a one size fits all. There's not one person,
right.
Linda, me. Nobody among the gurus, you know, we don't have all of the answers, but we can guide you on what's worked for us.
Exactly.
So it is very specific to us and our experience. But one of the things I love is we had a mentor or a masterclass member come to me and booked a half hour thing and said, I want work on this audition. I'm like, let's do it. Let's go. What do you got?
Mm-hmm.
And so we got into the nuts and bolts of this audition that she had. And I love that it was effective. And she ended up getting a huge, it's not a contract, but recurring work.
Yeah.
Because of the work we did.
That's awesome.
In the masterclass. And that's what's gratifying
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, one was a technical update / hey, where do I need to go? What are my strengths?
Yeah.
And these are the kinds of things that I wish that I kind of had
exactly.
in my early years of doing this. I could have gone to somebody and said, hey, I've got this issue. What do you think? Hey, what do you think about this genre and my strengths as they pertain to that and those kinds of things? So it's just very specific And bespoke. Bespoke is a word we can use,
Linda. Perfect. Yes, customized. I know from my experience, I've gotten some interesting half hours. The half hour goes pretty quickly, but Alyssa had mentioned she thinks the half hour is the perfect length of time to really get in, discuss what it is that's important for you. And you get a bunch of knowledge in that limited amount of time, but it's still enough. I think it's like an hour would be too much, it seems. But she's really enjoying the process as well. But a few people that have come to me, it's been about trying to gain focus as to what direction they should be heading now, because maybe they've made a demo, or maybe they're booking, but they're not booking the right jobs that they want, or maybe they're questioning what platforms they're on. And then it becomes that type of thing that they then feel accountability the next time they meet with one of us to say, did I do anything, any progress towards what I was complaining about a month ago, you know? But I just think it's become so beneficial. You just never know. We kind of throw things against the wall here and just see if anything sticks. And this one really has stuck.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that you mentioned that a minute ago that we never stop learning. Mm-hmm. And that includes you and I. I've reached some goals in my voiceover career, but I am continuing to reach for other things. You know,
It's not over. You know, like your process.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not over. And I've got goals that I want to attain still in my career. And so I'm continuing to reach for those. And there's so many different levels in your voiceover journey. No matter where you are, there are still goals that you can attain. And, you know, we're working with folks that are a little bit less experienced. And we've gone through all the things they've gone through.
Yeah.
And so we're here to help, whether it's demo guidance, technical issues. I had somebody that reached out and wanted to talk about all their sounds. They sent me a bunch of samples of stuff. And
that's cool.
I'm like, well, here's why I think you didn't book that. And it's not all performance based. You'll hear me talk about over and over. It all adds up to booking a gig. And that is performance and your tech stuff and being a pro and just all these different factors. If you want to talk to Linda about something, she might give you better guidance than I can give you on something. Voiceover best practices. You know, mm-hmm. Hey, Kev, I want to reach out to this automotive client. How do you suggest approaching them? How often should I reach back out to them? And these different things, we can help with that kind of stuff. And like I said, specific auditions, man, that's one of the greatest things that you can do and for us to be here for you, because we can help you with a specific audition, because we don't get that when we're auditioning in our little cave. We don't get that feedback. We got to do it ourselves. We got to direct ourselves. We got to do the tech ourselves. Yeah. We got to perform ourselves without any feedback whatsoever for the most part. This is a great opportunity to get directed on an audition. We're not going to get you the gig booked every time, but we have already seen success in doing so.
Right, exactly, and can relay our own experiences. The masterclass also has another advantage, too, of discounts on the workouts, like you had mentioned. We do have a narration workout that we offer Wednesday night and a commercial workout that we offer, and there's discounts on that. There's also discounts if you choose that you want to get full-on coaching. It's like 10% off the coaching packages, and now we just added 10% off the mixing fee of a demo. So some people, I know, so it's like, it's $79 a month. I haven't mentioned that yet. But to think about everything that you get for that, especially if you have a specific goal in mind and you're saying, you know what, I think I want to do a new demo. Because we take months to do demos. We are not a quick demo factory. So for us and for you, it really is more cost effective. I always say, join the masterclass. That way you can get these discounts. And not break the bank on making that new demo, you know, and to make sure that demo as well is bespoke for you and your new, hopefully the new talents that you have revealed to the coaches and we've helped pull out of you, you know.
Linda, you mentioned something to me a while back about these masterclasses and that sometimes people are getting them, but they're forgetting to book the sessions.
Yeah.
Can you address that? And because it's paramount to book the sessions.
Are you talking about in regards to what they get each month?
Yeah, like you said, you've had some people that are doing the master classes, but they neglect to book the time.
One of the students told me the other day that the month flies and he forgets. And so recently he just booked. And another one, I think he's just been busy with life, but he just booked next month because, you know, life creeps up on you. But it's one of those things you have to set a little reminder for yourself because time flies. It stinks.
Yeah.
Especially as we get older.
I've been guilty of that myself, where I've booked a coaching session with a coach for myself and areas, and like it like got to the time and I'm like, oh my, I've got 4 spots due.
Yeah.
And the next, 90 minutes, and I've got to get those out. And like, I've,
Yeah.
So I'm guilty myself, but especially if you sign up and you do it, please take advantage of it. You know, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. And you can talk about anything you want.
Yeah, there's no limitations.
Anything you want.
Mm-hmm. I think people don't realize that it can be anything you want to talk about. Sometimes some folks just want to just chat and they want to just catch up and they just want to talk about maybe how they're feeling about things and maybe get a little bit of a encouragement and a push towards continuing, because that does come up and it creeps up too. Something else that we offer as well, if you join the community, which there's zero reason why you shouldn't, the Circle community is free. You join, we have the fun weekly script read where everybody, if you want to participate, you post your version of whatever the script is of the week. And then folks vote by basically giving likes, and that's how we award a winner. But twice a month, we also have a water cooler thing where I basically open a live room up for like 45 minutes to an hour. And if you're available, you join us and it's free. And we have all sorts of conversations. It's fantastic. One was just all about people showing off their studios and giving advice to a particular student who had shown up and had questions. And then he was able to pick the brain of the other students in that, in that water cooler. And it was just a cool thing. So it's turned out that as well has also turned out to be good. But that's free. So that's something that, if you just join the Circle community, you can take advantage of that as well. So a lot of benefits.
Yeah, you've created a wonderful community, Linda, among the gurus and the students and those that are aspiring to reach higher places. And I see that, and everybody encourages each other. It's a great place to be. It's a safe place to be for learning, encouragement, camaraderie, mm-hmm. Sharing wins and all these kind and encouraging people, because I have a good friend of mine who's very successful in this business, and she was struggling reaching some of her goals and she was getting discouraged.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a great community. We all encourage each other. But I was telling her, I'm like, look, there are so many people that are envious of where you are right now. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Get over it. Dust yourself off. Refocus on those goals you wanted to attain. The reason I say that is because that's the way this whole community is, and the community you've created as well. That's exactly how that is too.
And you bring up a good point, because I know that I've gone through that in my life as well. And yes, been reminded by loved ones, but look what you've done. But I can see where she comes from, because you're like, okay, I accomplished this goal. This is something I had in my sights. I accomplished it. Now what? Now how do I get to the next level, or what's the next goal that's going to excite me just as much to drive me to do everything I have to do to go after that goal? So that's another level of a voiceover career.
Yeah. And that's why we're all here. We're all here to help each other and mm-hmm. encourage each other and exchange ideas that have helped us along the way that can help all of the guru members.
So here's a question for you, Kevin. If you were...
Oh, yes. Once in college, I was only in jail overnight. There's no record of it, though.
Okay. Well, you just talked about it, so there's an audio record. If you were just starting out right now, if you were just brand spanking new, what do you think would be the most important thing that you would do initially?
Training. Okay. Training. I wish, let's say I did not have my radio career.
Yeah.
Let's say out of college where I was in theater, I could have gone several different ways, but I was
offered.
I didn't
know you were in theater.
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd you do in theater?
Big theater guy. I was on scholarship in theater in college, Linda.
Oh my.
Yeah, but it was a small school. But
it doesn't matter.
It was still cool.
Yeah.
I auditioned. I happened to know the director, and he wanted me to audition for a play as a freshman. I auditioned for the lead. I got the lead. I don't know if you remember the movie. There was a movie called Extremities. It was with Farrah Fawcett. Where do you remember that movie at all?
No, but the fact you just said Farrah Fawcett. Just...
I know. But it was a play. It was a stage play. They did it on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
But it was about this guy that breaks into these three gals' apartment that are sharing an apartment, and he attempts to violate one of them. And then she manages to flip the script and has him locked up in her fireplace the entire play.
Oh, my God.
And tortures him. It's a really, I got just chills just thinking about
it. Wow.
But I auditioned for that and I got that. And then the director was like, Kevin, would you like to be on scholarship? Yeah, I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Pay for school. And he's like, all I got to do is do plays. I'm like, I'm in.
Wow.
I'm in. So yeah, I did a ton of plays. I did community theater. I've directed plays. I'm a theater guy. But going back to college in my, yeah. I was offered a full-time job in radio when I was in college. Had I not done that, I very well could have done the move to LA thing and tried to be an on-camera actor, but you know, radio pulled me away. But getting back to your question, I would train my tail off in all things. I would figure out specifically what genre I wanted to focus on, and I would try to make that my superpower, mm-hmm. whether that be animation, whether that be video game work, whether that be ADR. Like I used to be decent at impressions. You know, I could have gotten ADR work, whether that be just good old commercial work where mm-hmm. the money is.
Right.
I would have trained my tail off in one of those genres if I were just starting my voiceover career today.
Interesting. Yeah. Did you also mention that you had a nickname in the circle group as Killer?
Yeah.
And at what period of your life was that key?
That was pretty much sophomore through senior in high school. I kind of lost it in college, but yeah, Killer. My baseball coach started calling me that because of my last name, right? Hey, and I was a lady killer. Hey. I'm joking. I was a clown. But my baseball coach started calling me that because of my last name. You know, baseball nicknames are famous for taking the last name and something
mm-hmm.
with it typically. And that's how Killer came about. But it was funny because my dad also, some of his friends used to call him Killer too. Just because the last name. But
all
that
right.
was it.
Yeah. I was curious. We had all kind of shared our nicknames in the circle group. Another reason why you got to join the circle group, at least just lurk in there and you can read stupid stuff that
creeper.
We post. Yeah. Because we all have weird. So you would get, what would you do in this day and age with all the communities? Would you join the communities?
Oh, for sure. I would immerse myself. So yeah, let's say 2024, I'm joining or just, you know, reaching out in voiceover right now. I'm joining all the communities. I'm finding a group like this. What I love about this group is everything I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago is about, it's a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you are on your voiceover journey, I'm this place on my voiceover journey. I'm sorry, I mocked that a little bit because it.
I know.
Yeah, it's a journey, but it's just a little bit trite, and so I'm kind of over that. But
right.
Wherever you are in your voiceover career, let's call it a career, because you got to start a career somewhere,
yeah.
right? You have to start a career somewhere. No matter where you are, beginning, middle, you've had a few successes, intermediate, whatever the vibe is, I would definitely want to be a member of this community because it's safe, it's encouraging, it's positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And you got so many people chiming in the circle group and leaving encouraging messages
yeah.
all the time. Funny little anecdotes about, hey, this happened to me. And it most times pertains to successes in voiceover, but not always. Sometimes it's just a random, hey, have a great Easter weekend
right.
or whatever it
mm-hmm.
might be. But I would join this kind of group. I would continue to train. I would immerse myself in all things learning about this. And I would do all those things first. And then I'd start easing my way into the marketing because I would want to make sure everything is right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a thing, an axiom. Stop getting ready to get ready. Now, there's that too.
Okay.
Like, which means, okay, get after it at some point.
Should get off the pot?
Yeah. kind of like that. That's a good old
classy,
axiom too.
Classy.
But yeah, we've got to do those things. So train, immerse yourself, learn, then start your marketing, or, make sure your studio is set up,
Yeah.
I've got a whole blog on the process on what you should do. And it all starts with training.
Where's your blog?
It's on my website, kevinkilpatrick.com. www.http://www. Yeah, you don't need all that anymore. But kevinkilpatrick.com, just there's blogs. I have, getting into voiceover. And it's a page and a half or so of all the things that you have to be. Now, bear in mind, to do this, we've got to be accountants. We've got to be marketers. We've got to be self-starters, for sure. We've got to be sound engineers. But all this stuff can be learned. And that's what makes it fun. I know you're going to think I'm crazy. Tech's not fun. Well, it can be when you're trying to figure something out and you do figure it out. And it's such a huge win.
Yeah.
It makes you feel so good. And you can just add that as another step in your voiceover journey.
Something that's extremely important to me is that welcoming attitude in a community or a class or a workout. Coming from, and so many of us were as kids, I'm not singling myself out, but being bullied a lot when I was a teenager, it really kind of threw a fire in me that said, you know what, I'm not going to join a clique. I'm not going to, not like someone for some certain reason that's just ridiculous. And I kind of just opened myself up to all sorts of friendships. And I'm, happy to say that because I never wanted someone to feel what I had felt during some years growing up. And I was very shy, believe it or not. You're like, really?
I do find that a little... I'm struggling with you being bullied.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling with you being a little shy.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I want to hear how this unfolds.
So because of that, I think it's just inherent in me, the ambition that I was like, I'm moving to New York and I don't care what people say. And the more I got told, you're going to lose, you're going to fail, you'll be back in 3 months, it drove me. I was like, I'm just going to show everybody that I can do this. My parents were trying to be protective of me. I'm an only child. Don't go. It's going to be hard. And my mother was furious that I was pursuing this career. Why can't you just be an accountant? Why can't you just do something normal? She would get so angry. And I know because she was afraid.
Do something honorable. Be a lawyer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So because of that, getting into radio was also another way for me to overcome any type of shyness. I forced myself and said, get behind the microphone, have some confidence. But then moving to New York and taking classes with some pretty awful people that were mean, and I hated going to the classes. I would dread it. I took an improv and I was just like, why am I going to this? I took an on-camera guy, was nice and all, in general, but critiquing you when you're there being stared at by 30 people and your face is on a, on camera. I thought, if I ever do this, I am not going to have my world be like that. I feel like it stops people from being creative. It stops them from really expressing because they're so worried that they're going to do the wrong thing. And there's no wrong thing to do. It's you being creative and finding your truth. So anyway, that for me is why the community that I don't know what you would call it. It's not the mentality, but the environment to me is very important that it's accepting of others.
Yeah.
I have an improv class that I host here. Same thing. You cannot criticize someone. You can't. You'll be out. It's just there's no room for that here. So it's just important to me. And I love the fact that people are supporting each other and giving each other encouragement because it's like that's what it's about. That's what's going to keep you going into this extremely tough business.
Linda, I'm going to play the on-camera director for a second. Linda, the left pore over your nostril, it was not feeling the moment.
Yes, please.
Take it again.
And all those eyes staring at you. Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd never want to have to deal with that. I remember at the end of the class when it wrapped up, you wouldn't be able to say this now, he comes up to me and he's like, you should think about doing this. I think you've got some natural talent for you. And he says, and I would classify you as sexy ethnic. Okay. Because everybody needed to be classified. And why not just, you know, divert
the old sexy ethnic. That's Linda Bruno in a nutshell.
At least back then, that's what this guy thought.
You know, and thank goodness times have changed. Thank goodness times have changed. I was directing somebody the other day in a coaching session, one of our members here, and I was trying to think of a way to, you know, to convey confidence, swagger, just whatever, you know, it was a female, and I wanted her to, whatever moment she's feeling her best and most confident. And I was trying to avoid saying the word sexy, right? Because I don't want to, you don't want to say that in this day and age, to me anyway.
Right, right, right.
It's just kind of icky. So she was like, sultry? And I'm like, yeah, if you choose that word, I'm okay with it. But I'm thinking more tough, confident. You're a badass. You know, you are a superhuman right now. And, you know, and we talked about that. And I was talking about somebody else and they were being direct. And this is recently.
Yeah.
And they just felt, they felt icky when the director said, sound sexy, sound sexy. Yeah. Like, to me, we just, we're beyond that. And you know, male, female, we're beyond those kinds of stereotypes.
Right.
And Linda is not a, your husband may say you're a sexy ethnic, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. And even, I know. It is a different day and age. Talking about relatables, last week, and I think I posted in the group that I was trying to get the talent, male talent, to really do that swagger, that whole like swagger thing. And so I said, Rico Suave, Gerardo, Rico Suave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it connected for him. And he was like, okay. And it helped him. But I had another student, we were working on her demo, and she was having a tough time getting that toughness. So I created this whole thing. I go, you know, female wrestlers, imagine you're a female wrestler. You just stepped into the ring. You see your opponent. And, you know, and I had her like imagine how she was dressed in order to try to get that read. So, you know, you get creative and you have fun with it. But it can, if you let go, hopefully you can find that, you know, that spot.
And that's a big part of it is letting go. Mm-hmm. It, you know, even you and I, Linda, where we are in our careers, you know, I still get directed and I'm like, Kev, you know, sometimes I have blocks,
yeah,
like where I just can't get over that and can't commit fully to whatever it is I'm working on. And I just, you know, that's why we don't book every single time,
yeah,
we get stuff.
Why do you think that is at this point in your career? I mean, for me, I don't know, my mind wanders. You know what I mean? It's like I'm start thinking about other stuff I have to do. And then I'm not fully committed.
That's so funny because I will be in the middle of an audition and I'm kind of doing it, kind of connected. And then I'm very much like you. And I'm like, oh, I've got 4 paying gigs as soon as I get done with this. And like, I got to get this done, though, to be on time for my agent or whatever. And there are those times. But now there are other times when I have the time. And I force myself, I'll read it and I'll do it. And then I'll sit with it for a little bit, go do something else, come back to it and let's do it again. I'm like, you're not connected. You're not connected. And then I'll do it again. And then I found that like I tend to book things whenever I do those kinds of things where I take my time. And maybe that's it, Linda, is like, you know, why do you think that is? Why are those blocked? Because we got so many things blocking our brain.
Right.
You know, this day and age. Wouldn't you just love to be the voice actor that doesn't do any coaching, that doesn't do any producing, that doesn't do anything, doesn't have to mess with their studio, maybe. They're just that good, and maybe they're a little more old school that they go into a studio and perform. And all they have to worry about is doing a handful of auditions a week, booking one a week, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I got my 30 grand for the week. I'm going to take a break and watch Springer.
More of the old days. And major market days too. But different time period. Yeah. Different time
period. But you know, this day and age, it's it's a gig economy. We've got to have a lot of gigs going, and that is included in voiceover for the most part, where there are ancillary ways to make income besides just reading the script from the page.
Right. It's just,
we worry about those things too.
The brain sometimes can be a little overactive, but I do the same thing that you do. If I'm not feeling fully committed to an audition, I leave it and I walk away. And sometimes I'll start it before I leave for the day, and then I'll come back to it in the morning and I'll listen to it again. And then I'll be like, oh, no, 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 no. You know, and then I'll redo it. It's like fresh ears, I guess.
True story, Linda. I think it was last year about this time I had an audition for a, I can say the brand. It was Mountain Dew. You know, they came out with a hard Mountain Dew, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's Mountain Dew with some booze in it.
Yeah.
And thankfully, it was kind of character-y things that I could do with it. And I was doing okay. These are okay. Thankfully, the audition was not due until the next day. I went and had some margaritas, came back to the house after the margaritas, did the audition, and I booked the gig.
Oh, my God. So did you have to indulge before the gig? Did you have to make
No. I just listened to my audition again, and then, you know, once I was in the session, I'm like, you know, they want me. I was super confident. Like, they want this.
Yeah.
They want this. So I was able to get into it.
So you were able to let go again, like fully for the.
Yeah. Oh, I was. I didn't need to have a margarita to do a hard seltzer or a hard, you know, Mountain Dew ad. It just kind of happened to work out that way. And I'm like, I wonder what it would sound like if I did this audition after a margarita or two. And success.
We wound up.
So moral of the story, kids.
We have a bar in the studio because why not?
Yeah.
And we used to do 5 o'clock Friday happy hours here at the studio. So we'd put out a cheese plate, you know, and we'd have our little crackers and we'd all make our little martinis. And it's like 5 o'clock on a Friday and I'm having my martini or whatever. And then I get an email from Disney. We need you to record something. And I was like, oh, crap. And the nervousness I felt like, oh, my God, I'm not fully focused because my brain is partially turned off because it's Friday. I just had alcohol, which is something I would never do before a session.
No, of course
not. Had to get through it. It was not comfortable for me. It was not comfortable.
Oh, I bet. And Linda, what was one of the first things you out of your mouth? This is the happiest place on earth.
Motherfucker. Throw in a little curse word here and there.
Yeah, here's another true story. Speaking of drinking and doing VO. So when we had the eclipse in 17, I think it was, we had now here in Nashville, we're going full eclipse. We were ready for it. It was exciting. And we had a party.
Sure.
And I made these, what's the blue Curacao, I think?
Yeah, Curacao. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? So I did these solar eclipse drinks where it was like blue Curacao. I think I did some vodka, cranberry vodka or something. It made this cool looking, you know,
drink
really. And so we had a couple of those. I thought I was done for the day, but my automotive client's like, Kev, eclipse is over. We've got three spots that got to go out the door. I'm like, all right, here we go.
Same thing.
$199 a month Camry.
Well, I think I have a good idea now for a future podcast for you and me. I think we need to make a couple cocktails and we need to discuss some stories of our past experiences.
Or exchange some cold reads after the cocktails and say, hey, Linda, now that you're three deep on the tequila, see what you can do with this script. It's for a funeral home.
Wouldn't that be fun? I'm serious. I want to do it.
Hey, we may have just come up with an idea for a student participation workout. The script that let's see, the happy hour. I don't know, we can come up with a cool name.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like where you're going with this though.
Because that's fun. That's a fun. All right. This is how we get some great ideas. Well, awesome. So, folks, you know, join the Circle community. We send a ton of links out for it in the emails. And yeah, if you're at that point in your career and you want to get some hand-holding, as one student said to me, join the masterclass because we are there for you. And we can help you.
Demo guidance, technical issues, specific coaching for a genre that you want to, you know, flesh out a little bit, VO best practices, accountability. If you have an audition that you've got a little time, you know, like it's due in 2 days or whatever, and you want to hop on and get on the calendar and book for a directed audition, that's a great opportunity to use that also.
Exactly. Well, thank you for joining me on short notice too, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Yay. Always here for you.
So
depending availability.
Depending, always depending availability. So check out the website voiceover.guru, because as Kevin mentioned, if you click on the online workouts page, you're going to see everything coming up, all of our workouts. And yeah, that's how you stay up to date. But thanks again for listening to the Voiceover Gurus podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Voiceover Gurus podcast. Real talk about the voiceover industry. Learn more about us and get coaching at voiceover.guru.